Welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. It's been a week and a half this week, actually, up in Aberdeen doing a radio programme for the BBC all week, whizzed back down to Edinburgh on Friday because I was off to a surprise birthday party for my old pal Mags. Now, Friday, of course, was the 5th of November, and unbeknown to Mags's husband, she had arranged to go out to a fireworks party with her kids. And when she found out he wanted to take her out afterwards, she announced there was no way she was going out, and that was the end of it. So the long-suffering husband then enlisted the help of another few friends, and under some spurious reason, we managed to get her into George Street in the centre of Edinburgh on a Friday night, and she wasn't amused. She was cold, windswept and tired as she was led into the dark room, which was filled with her nearest and dearest friends. It was a great night. We ate, we drank. Next day, I have to say, was nothing special, as you can hear here.
I can't... Had a bit of a night last night, it would be fair to say. Back late, it was a friend's surprise birthday party. And it was no surprise that we all stayed up far too late and drank far too much. But this morning, Dave was clattering around in the bathroom. I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm just looking at the ingredients of the fake tan, my fake tan." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because I cleaned my teeth with it last night." So, of course, obviously it was a mistake. It's a pump action. So I just can't stop laughing at the thought of him putting fake tan in his teeth. Most people try to get their teeth to look whiter, but he's got a sort of California tan, courtesy of the pump action Clarins bottle. Lovely. Not drinking again. I'm away to go meet Diane. We've got to do some work together, and I think she'll be feeling the same.
Diane was feeling the same. We went off to a friend whose sister runs a gallery in Glasgow called Christo's, and Diane just thought the best thing to do was hair of the dog. I couldn't face it and had to drive home and lie down. It was pathetic, really, but there we are. No surprise there. But Diane has promised she will be here this time next week to tell you something very amusing that happened to her. Meanwhile, I'm glad to report that David's teeth are back to pearly white after a lot of scraping and scrunching and brushing with the traditional toothpaste as opposed to the fake tan. And, well, I'm as ever on a diet, drinking too much and looking like a puff adder. Never mind. Next week, hopefully, things will improve. Till then, remember, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Speak to you soon. Bye.